This is GQDN for Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Questworthy while you're at it. It's really good stuff. It is. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. A lot of different stuff too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a sweet old lady retiring. We got some Xbox news. Yes, we do. And we got some PlayStation news as well. But I did say Xbox, right? Yes, I did, because unfortunately, according to purexbox.com, Avalanche is closing the UK studio because of the cancellations that they've had. They are the team behind Just Cause and the canceled Xbox exclusive Contraband. And they are now closing their doors because of all of the Xbox layoffs. And the developer did share a short message today on September 30th as they prepared to launch a consultation process over the UK closure. Now, this will also affect Malmo and Stockholm studios in Sweden as well. Here is the statement, quote, "In light of current challenges to our business in the industry, we have thoroughly reviewed how to best ensure Avalanche Studios Group long-term success. This review has led us to the difficult conclusion that we must make changes to our staffing and locations. As a result, we are proposing to close our Liverpool studio to initiate a collective consultation process. As required by UK law, this will impact all Avalanchers in Liverpool. The changes will also impact our studio locations in Malmo and Stockholm, where we will reduce our workforce and restructure the teams to address our game's needs. Our immediate focus is to offer full support to all Avalanchers during this challenging time. Despite these changes, we remain deeply committed to providing amazing games to our passionate player communities." End quote. So they are closing, but this one is not. The Resident Evil devs were quite surprised on how well Resident Evil Requiem has run on Nintendo Switch 2. Via WCCF Tech, they were at the Tokyo Game Show. And Resident Evil Requiem was also released on the Nintendo Switch 2. Several fans expressed doubts on how the game would run on the console, which was less powerful than its counterparts, PlayStation, Xbox, so on and so forth. But some of the off-screen footage from last week's Tokyo Game Show did show the game running smoothly on Switch 2. And Capcom's game director, Koshi Nakanishi, I do apologize if I obliterated the name, was talking to the Japanese site Famitsu, because they said that they were surprised that this game was running that smoothly on the engine. Quote, "To begin with, this game is made to be fairly scalable. We've been making it by adjusting various options so that it can be compatible with a wide range of specs, from highly relatively low, so the Switch 2 can be optimized to suit the specs quite smoothly. We haven't tried to force something made for high-end performance to slow down, but have assumed a variety of spec conditions in advance. Even if we were surprised when we first saw it, how beautifully it ran, I think it was thanks to the engine's team hard work that it ran smoothly." End quote. So yes, it is running pretty smoothly. And we know that it will be on PlayStation. But will it be on the PlayStation Portable? PlayStation Lifestyle.net said that the PlayStation Portable cloud streaming is getting an update. And it looks like a pretty big one, because while it's still in beta, it will be getting some two major games in the library. which can now be played without the PlayStation 5 if you have PlayStation Plus Premium subscription. And one of the games is The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered. Now that became playable on Steam Deck when it was verified, but the performance did not meet expectations. The PlayStation Portal will have that directly to it, so could it meet expectations since it will be on PlayStation Portable? Well, PlayStation Lifestyle seems to think that it won't be an issue. But that's not the only addition to the cloud streaming library. WWE 2K25 will be there as well. Now, keep in mind, the PlayStation Portal Direct cloud streaming still in beta, but they are still getting some updates, especially after Sony did roll out some firmware updates for both PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. Now, there are still some connectivity complaints, but Sony is still working on it. They're not just working on that, though. They're working on a new PlayStation 5 DualSense controller and a new PlayStation 5 Pro Revision. The revision's via WCCF Tech and the controller is via GameSpot. And both were taking a look at the Polish publication PPE, and they were talking about the controller on one site and the other site had the PlayStation 5. Now, some of the specifics are not available, but according to PPE.pl, the source that they have, named Grazdari, who did accurately predict Microsoft's Flight Simulator 2024, PlayStation 5 reveal, and the Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion Remastered. With the DualSense V3 will allow you to replace the battery pack if necessary for the controller, instead of you having to buy a whole new controller when it dies for good. Now, we do not know when it will drop, because it is rumored that it will go with the PlayStation 5 Pro Revision. And right now, according to WCCF Tech and GameSpot, it does look like they will hit this November, and they'll be replacing every controller model available to date. So that is Rumorville, and we do not know if that's going to be there or not. Right now, on Amazon, the DualSense controller, the current one, is at $79, and the PlayStation 5 Pro is at $750. But now we get to some truly good stuff. According to Pure Xbox, Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light is coming to Game Pass. It's more than 15 years after its initial release, and the Tomb Raider spinoff to the console, well, it's just gonna be there like that. And it's gonna be on Game Pass for the September edition. So if you like Lara Croft, you might want to try that. But there's something else that's going to be coming. My Hero Academia All Justice will be launching February 6th, 2026. And this game will launch for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, X and S, PC via Steam. And if you do the pre-order, the standard edition is going to be $60. The deluxe edition, which we're going to be talking about here, is $80. And we'll also talk about the ultimate edition as well. That will be $100. Now, the deluxe edition will have a season pass, 5 playable characters, and 1 collectible card, and an early unlock for 2 playable characters. That goes along with the game. The ultimate edition not only gets the season pass, but they also get 7 HUD banners set, 20 costumes pack, UA Quest costume pack, 10 costumes, 1A Idol costume pack. I know, I got them confused. 6 costumes, opera costume pack, 2 costumes, school uniform, Himiko Toga, and hero costume, Lady Nagant. And early unlock for 2 playable characters. So if you're looking forward to My Hero Academia, that's coming soon. But she won't be playing it anymore. GamesHub.com says goodbye to a grandma. And that is a Skyrim grandma, Shirley Curry, because she announced her retirement from YouTube. She is 90 years old, and Curry said that she is simply too tired and not having fun anymore. She has been in the Elder Scrolls community for about 10 years, and she was a beacon of positivity. And her content was slow and cozy and personal. She even read some of the in-game books aloud, wandered the world at her own pace, and did remind viewers the fun comes in many forms. And Bethesda did take notice, because she might have an NPC in Elder Scrolls 4, and that could launch in 2027. So she did good. Yes, she did. And we wish you well on your retirement, my dear. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.